Chapter 25. Joshua of Nazareth. The story of Joshua of Nazareth, whom the Greeks called Jesus. In the autumn of the year of the city 783, which would be 62 A.D. in our way of counting time, Aesculapius Coltellus, a Roman physician, wrote to his nephew, who was with the army in Syria, as follows. "My dear nephew, a few days ago I was called in to prescribe for a sick man named Paul. He appeared to be a Roman citizen of Jewish parentage, well-educated and of agreeable manners. I had been told that he was here in connection with a lawsuit, an appeal from one of our provincial courts, Caesarea or some such place in the eastern Mediterranean. He had been described to me as a wild and violent fellow who had been making speeches against the people and against the law. I found him very intelligent and of great honesty. A friend of mine who used to be with the army in Asia Minor tells me that he heard something about him in Ephesus, where he was preaching sermons about a strange new god. I asked my patient if this were true, and whether he had told the people to rebel against the will of our beloved emperor. Paul answered me that the kingdom of which he had spoken was not of this world, and he added many strange utterances which I did not understand, but which were probably due to his fever.